Office Wife. The story of the girl who married her boss and of the girl who took over. Here is Stella Bronson to commence another episode of Office Wife.
Whoever said the devil looks after his own must have had someone like Harry Palmer in mind. Jeff and Marcia and Angela Tennant have been to the police and told them the whole story from beginning to end. And do you know what? Even now there isn't a case against the man. Police have said that no court in the world would believe Angela's story about Palmer trying to kill her in his car. There's not a shred of evidence to connect him with the fraud. Well, not that it'd stand up in court. And as for him letting poor old Mr. Bendigo die before he called the doctor, it's so flimsy that even that's no use to us. So we're still up in the air where Palmer's concerned. And in the meantime, Jeff can't make any headway as general manager of Bendigo and Company because people won't trust him. Really, I don't know what we're going to do. Jeff, you should have told the police about Angela's diary.
What's the use? She's destroyed it by now.
Well, how do you know?
She said so, of course.
But it would make everything look so much stronger if they knew why Angela couldn't accuse Palmer before.
If we'd mentioned the diary, Angela wouldn't have come forward at all, don't you see? We had to meet her halfway. Marcia broke her promise to Palmer to supply Angela with Palmer's motive for wanting her out of the way. To get her to the police station at all, we had to keep quiet about her diary. I tell you, Stella, we're at a dead end.
Mr. Pilgrim's secretary? All right, Tess, put him on. It's for me. Hello? Yes, speaking. Yes? Yes, I expect so. What time? Oh, almost immediately, if you like. Very well. Well, let's say 11:30. All right. Goodbye.
Who was that?
Your Inspector James. He wants to see me.
You?
So he says. I can go out for an hour or so, can't I?
No, I don't mind. Lord knows there's nothing for you to do here. But what in the world does James want you for?
Well, darling, he'd hardly tell me over the phone. About Angela's diary.
What about it?
You couldn't very well say anything about it to James. Neither could Marcia. But what's to stop me?
Yes, indeed. What is there to stop you?
Nothing. So here we go. If I can't give Mr. James anything he could arrest Palmer for, I can at least satisfy him that Palmer's the town's number one spiv. Oh, and before I go, Jeff.
Mm-hmm.
You buried the hatchet, yes? For me?
I think so. Actually, I should never have carried it for you, should I?
No, darling.
Oh, go on, charge off and see Inspector James. And while you're there, you might ask him just what you have to do to get yourself arrested around here.
Might try a little wife beating. See you this afternoon.
So you're Miss Stella Bronson.
Is there anything specially significant about that?
There could be. You see, Miss Bronson, it doesn't matter which way I turn in this case of Harry Palmer and the Pilgrims. Your name crops up. I'd like to know exactly how you fit in.
It's really very simple, Inspector. At the time of the original embezzlement, I was Jeff Pilgrim's secretary. Why the smile?
Mrs. Pilgrim's divorcing her husband, isn't she?
Yes.
Only 2 months to go before her decree is absolute, in fact.
So I believe.
Any idea why she's divorcing him?
As far as I know, they just don't get along.
Just like that, eh?
I said, as far as I know.
And yet, when I saw them here together, I had the impression very strongly that Mrs. Pilgrim was utterly wrapped up in her husband.
About that, I wouldn't know. I merely work for her husband.
Now, let's have a look at my notes here. You gave evidence at Pilgrim's trial. You made accusations against Harry Palmer from the stand. You left Cressida Bendigo and Company and went to work for the B.J. Puller Corporation. After Pilgrim's trial, he went to work for the Puller Corporation. Pilgrim returns to Bendigo's, and so do you. Palmer very badly needed some shares, and he got them from you. You know Mrs. Angela Tennant. Miss Bronson, I'm going to ask you straight. Are you Jeff Pilgrim's girlfriend?
I'm going to answer you straight, Inspector James. I'd like to be, but I'm not.
Well, for Pete's sake, what do you know about this business? I've been told a long rigmarole by Pilgrim, his wife, and this tenant woman, but it sticks out a mile. There's one salient fact they're all concealing.
I know exactly what you're getting at, Inspector.
You do?
Yes. You want to know what hold Harry Palmer had on Angela Tennant.
And I suppose you're going to tell me.
Yes, I am. I'm going to tell you where, when, and why. And I'm going to tell you how it is that Jeff and Marcia had to keep quiet about it. And after you've heard me out, Inspector, if you can't get a warrant for Harry Palmer's arrest, well, justice needs bifocals.
I had to come into town for the hairdresser, Jeff. As I was passing, I thought I'd drop in.
Hmm. He's done a good job on you. Turn around.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. That's sharp.
You take me to lunch, will you?
All right. In 10 minutes.
Oh, look, I'll wait here if I'm allowed to.
You're allowed to.
Jeff, you haven't seen or heard from Harry Palmer, have you?
Well, hardly. Why?
No, I just thought you might.
Yes, but why?
Well, no, look, Jeff, if you heard anything about Palmer and me, you wouldn't believe it, would you?
Well, depends what it was. Come on, Marcia, out with it.
I didn't want to tell you. But please, darling, if you do hear anything rotten, it's not true. So, promise me you won't believe it.
Are you suggesting that Palmer might start spreading tales about you out of pure malice?
Jeff, you said he would if I broke my word and went to the police.
When did you see Palmer?
The other night after you left. He was waiting out in the drive.
But you still went through with it? You've your decree coming up, and yet you still came with me to the police?
Yeah, Jeff, I've done you enough harm, haven't I? I thought it was time I stopped thinking of myself.
You know what? I'm going to buy you a drink.
Why, thank you, darling.
And I'm not going to keep you waiting that 10 minutes. Come on, let's go. Where's my hat?
Where it should be. Here in my hand, to be clapped on your head. You know, I'm glad I called in today.
So that's the score, Miss Bronson. Angela Tennant's a blackmailer and one of those inverted exhibitionists who sit down every night and confess to their dear diary. Well, young woman, now I've heard everything.
But does it make any difference, Inspector? Surely it all adds up.
It all adds up. No two ways about that. But don't you see, I still can't make a specific case against Harry Palmer.
But now you know every single thing.
I know how he's gone about everything. But who can I put on the stand to give evidence? You didn't see him make all those hundreds of moves. Neither did anyone else.
Oh, maybe not, but I read about them in the diary.
Which by now, of course, is destroyed.
But I can remember every word of it.
My dear Miss Bronson, when will you understand that's not admissible as evidence? Only two people were ever in a position to give actual evidence against Palmer. One was Millie Moffat, and she's dead. And the other, Mrs. Tennant, can't give evidence about the Bendigo fraud because she was in it as much as Palmer. Do you see the position we're in?
Oh, I can see it, all right. But can't Angela be forced to get up on the stand?
You can get people onto the stand easily enough, Miss Bronson. But from there on, what they say is up to them.
What? Even under oath?
Ask yourself. What would an oath or two mean to her?
Oh, I could scream with frustration to think of that rat Harry Palmer getting away with it all.
After these revelations of yours, I'm not so sure he will.
What? What are you going to do?
In my job, Miss Bronson, we can't tell people too many of our moves. Thanks very much for coming along, and let me assure you, you've been a tremendous help. Goodbye.
Well, I think I deserve to be told something. Well, so long as Palmer gets what's coming to him. No, goodbye, Inspector.
Sergeant, get a call out. Pick up Mrs. Angela Tennant. 594 North Shore Drive. What? Yes, again. Maybe this time we'll really get something out of her.
That was a marvelous feed, Jeff. I loved it. I say, where was Stella this morning?
Regent Street Police Station, seeing Inspector James.
Oh. Oh, Jeff. Will you look who's coming this way?
Talk of the devil. Palmer.
And making for us, too. Oh, darling. Darling, no matter what he says, don't make a scene.
Don't tell me the hound has the nerve to bed us up in a public restaurant.
He wouldn't have the gall to face you anywhere else. Now, Jeff, remember what I say. Do keep your temper.
Hello. Well, you two look kind of matey for an ex-husband and wife. Mind if I sit down? Thanks.
Just beat it, will you, Palmer?
Not for a moment. I have a word or two I thought you might like to pass on to your pal, Inspector James.
Get away from this table, Palmer, or I'll call a head waiter and have you heaved out.
No, you won't. You'll be too interested. When you see James again, tell him neither he nor Angela Tennant nor Dr. McIndoe can put the finger on me. My story about the time of my phone call to Angela's, as good as hers. They couldn't convict a Pekingese dog on anything she or anyone else can say. Tell James that. Tell him I'm not giving the matter a thought. In fact, you can tell him I think he's just plain amusing. So long. Good hunting.
So that leaves one possibility and one only. Unless Palmer can be made to own up, we're done for. I can see that happening, too. Palmer will make admissions when it rains pennies from heaven. Oh, confound it, I won't be beaten. There must be some way to get the better of H.J. Palmer. And if it's the last thing I do, I'll find it. Somehow.
We invite you to listen to further episodes of Office Wife, written by L.J. Hardy, a Donovan Joyce production.